Happy New Year. Everyone laughs when I say that. The Christian year begins with this season of Advent and this first Sunday in Advent, and it's a rather significant way to begin. Because you might think that given our faith and what we believe in, that the year would begin with the trumpets of Easter, or the softness and sweetness of Christmas Eve, or the fires of Pentecost. But on the contrary, we begin in the shadows of despair, war, sorrow, and hate. For that is precisely where the grace of God will arrive. And it is precisely there, in the midst of the shadows of life, that God's church is called to light candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. And we are called to watch for places in need of hope, peace, joy, and love, and to bring God's light there, right into the midst of it all. Now, I grew up in rural Western Quebec, and power outages were common when I was a child. Does anyone else remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm not alone. They always seemed to happen regularly at night. There was that little thrill of surprise when the lights went out, a sense of dread, and the edges of fear as all the sounds of electricity stopped and different sounds of an old house became very prominent. The familiar became unfamiliar as candles were sought out. Then the first match was lit, and the warmth and brightness seemed so small and gentle. And gentle, not gentle, gentle. So fragile, until it caught the wick of the candle, and a warm circle of light enveloped us all. And the shadows that we never otherwise see would dance on the walls and the ceiling, and the darkness seemed to gain a new personality or perspective. We forget in this world of electricity that darkness and light have a much greater relationship than flipping a switch on or off. We forget that shadow and nuance, beams and clarity play with one another in our natural world, in our experiences, and in our souls. It is no wonder that Jesus tells us today to be on guard, to be alert at all times. And when we see signs of new light and hope and life, we're to stand up and raise our heads because redemption is drawing near. Now, sometimes it is hard to remember this in churches that were once filled with people, resources were plentiful, and buildings were in amazingly good shape. For some, it seems as though not just dusk, but darkness has descended, and desolation is more prominent than joy. And there is that little thrill of surprise, a sense of dread, and the edges of fear in our church communities. But not for all of us. I am continually reminded of this when I gather with my colleagues, the other clergy in the Diocese of Ottawa, because as I age, they get younger, some people. The generation before me are about to retire, and I find myself entering that, I don't know, older and supposedly more wiser generation. But my younger colleagues, and many of you here in this church today, do not remember when the church was popular. They have no conception of lineups down Somerset and Elgin to get into Sunday school. My colleagues have no experience of the influence and power of the church that used to lead in government and in society. They have no memories of full bank accounts and the ability to simply choose another ministry and then put your resources towards it. They have no memory of working in teams of incumbents and curates and students and other clergy, many in each church. My colleagues did not choose to be ordained because it was the in thing, the easy thing, or the expected thing to do, nor because it would garner them a special standing in society. Because believe me, a caller does not do that anymore. They have been ordained in the dusk, not the bright glory days of the church. And they have a gift which I and those more senior than I do not have. They have much better night vision. Because we lived closer to the once in history electrical surge of the 1950s. And they do not. Our church has been called for a long time to change and adapt. No longer are standalone parishes the only way of being church, or even necessarily the desired way. In our diocese alone, right now, there are 9 different kinds of church, ranging from closed to area parish ministries, where many clergy work together and go in different churches at different Sundays, to collaborating, to be single standalone parishes, to being chapels, and there are a few more. It seems to some that the darkness is closing in as buildings collapse, resources dwindle, and people are more scarce. And some despair that the shadows will overcome us, and our very reason for being, all that we know and all that we've loved, will darken and be gone. Now it is time for us to, in this Advent, hear Jesus tell us to be on guard, to be alert at all times, and when we see signs of new light and life and hope, to stand up, raise our heads, because redemption is drawing near. Our bishop recently met with the incumbents and wardens of the Ottawa Center Deanery. We have churches in our deanery from St. Bartholomew's, and they run all the way down the canal, essentially on both sides, to Leitrim, believe it or not. And the bishop met with all of us to begin to explore the shape that our ministry will take from now and into the future. Because we have far too many high maintenance and standalone buildings, talented lay people and clergy who are stretched too thin, doing many of the same things in each church, each Sunday, and each week, budgets that are no longer balanced, and ministry that often struggles to be relevant, but with little energy to be creative. New things are happening. New light is being lit. Fragile, small, gentle candles in the midst of all of this. For instance, Ottawa Center has long been known as a bunch of clergy who have their own churches and are silos. They would not necessarily, in some times in our history, work together at all. That has changed. At the request of my fellow colleagues, we are having a retreat just for the clergy of Ottawa Center in January, just for the incumbents, to break down old rivalries and silos because we don't have time for those anymore. This is a chance for us to share our worries, discern new relationships, and together light a few more candles of creativity and hope. There will be more meetings with the bishop. There will be conversations among parishes, and the light will spread and shine, and all of you will be involved in that. And in the midst of it, there's that little thrill of surprise, a sense of dread, and the edges of fear in us as a community because we don't know where this will lead. Nobody really knows, maybe God, but as the bishop stated, not him, and probably not any of us, because the opportunities are greater than we could ever imagine. Advent is about the promise of new life. New life does not come without pain and effort and a time of dynamic waiting. Not waiting around to see what will happen, but rather keeping watch, being ready, being dressed for action, having our lamps lit. This Advent, may we listen for the heartbeat of God in the shadows. May we watch for new signs of hope. Wait with expectation for the sparks of creativity and be ready to act in new ways in our relationships. We often forget that it's not our job as the church to save the world. Jesus has promised to save the world. It is our job to care for those in our little corner of the world where we happen to live and breathe. It is our job to offer an alternative to fear, to be courageous and show compassion, and have intentional relationships with God and others. So let us remember the words of Jesus. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up. Raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Like when I was a child and the power went out. Maybe feel that little thrill of surprise, the sense of dread and the edges of fear. Maybe listen with new ears as the familiar becomes unfamiliar. May we look with expectation for the light that puts the shadows into perspective and gives our life together purpose and meaning. May we light candles of hope, peace, joy, and love in our hearts, in our church, in our community. May we be the warmth and brightness that we seek. Happy Advent, and even maybe more importantly, Happy New Year.